Hi, I'm Celicia Stanton, and I was recently robbed of my entire life savings by someone I thought I could trust. But hold up. Let's rewind. For years, like you, or at least like someone you know, I kept coming back to this captivating and questionable genre, true crime. Growing up, I watched reruns of Forensic Files. Later on, I binged Netflix specials, got lost in the fiction of criminal minds, and read long-form investigative journalism here and there. Serial was the podcast that got me into podcasts. Then 2020 hit. And in the middle of the pandemic, I was the victim of a huge financial scheme, one that defrauded me of tens of thousands of dollars. And before I knew it, I found myself caught in a tangled web of tears, cops, and courts. Violence wasn't necessarily new to me, but this was. Suddenly, I was learning firsthand what the justice and criminal justice really meant. And I'm still not sure why, but in my grief over what had happened to me, I found myself turning again to true crime. Hearing story after story somehow helped me cope? It was weird. And maybe it was numbing, and maybe it was just something to do. But either way, I kept listening, and I couldn't shake the feeling that the picture just felt so incomplete. I found myself with a lot of questions. Does the story really end with a headline arrest or a guilty verdict? How can we actually support victims? And what if the perpetrator, the criminal, is the government? The same government that decides what counts as crime in the first place. What does justice really mean? And who is it really for? People have been telling true stories about real crimes since way before we came up with the label true crime. Cautionary tales around the campfire, narratives by enslaved people like Solomon Northrup's 12 Years a Slave, real mystery stories like the old magazine True Detective. As Rachel Monroe wrote in her book Savage Appetites, true crime can reveal the anxieties of the moment, tell us who's allowed to be a victim, and teach us what our monsters are supposed to look like. It's easy to criticize true crime as sick entertainment, but we can't deny that the way these stories are told has a profound impact on how we view our world. So I don't think the answer is to stop telling them. In fact, I think we need to go deeper. So I created Truer Crime to do just that. Every week, we'll talk about real people, real crimes, and the real systems that shaped it all. Expect lots of research, lots of nuance, and lots of questions. See you next week.